Blog Talk Radio. somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy shit, no makeup on. That's my sugar, yeah.
I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Yeah, sometimes it's at my expense. What am I saying? All the time, it's at my expense. Everybody's always laughing at me on this show. Maybe it's because I'm too serious. I don't know what it is. But anyway, you are indeed listening to the good show, and this week, we've got some good guests today. We have back on the show a new sponsor of the show. So excited to announce and welcome Homebridge Financial Services to be a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And we're going to have a representative, Matt, who will be on in just a little bit and talk a little bit about Homebridge and what they're all about and how they can help you out. You never know when you might need a mortgage or a new one or whatever you're in the market for. I think they've got some answers for you here. So stay tuned for that. I also have on the show a new author, his first novel. Man, this is quite a novel, too. It's called Catching Lightning. Tim Bovine will be on the show shortly as well. He's going to talk about his new book, Catching Lightning Without the Bottle. And as you can imagine, it is about recovery and the three R's, if you're familiar with that, recovery, redemption, and relationships. And it's set in the backdrop of the baseball season. And, of course, my favorite team, the Chicago Cubs. Oh, it's so funny, this book. Well, you got to listen. Just tune in for this interview. It's coming up shortly. And I'm really thrilled to have on as well Jeff Ney, who is VP for the Schaumburg Boomers. He's going to be on the show today as well. We're going to kick off, we're going to help them kick off their baseball season. The boys are back. You know I love baseball. The boys are back over at the Schaumburg Ballpark, and we'll talk to him, we'll check in with him. And we got some free tickets to give away as well for one of the Boomers games. I've never been out to the Boomer Park. I'm looking forward to it. If you're not familiar with it, it's in Schaumburg, not far from Chicago. So if you're coming in to visit Chicago and you luck out on getting Cubs tickets, this is probably the next best thing. From what I've heard, it's a really nice ballpark from what I hear, too. So we're going to talk to him about the boys of summer coming back and play. But for now, right now, this is The Good Show, brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services. Homebridge Financial Services. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer? So call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Our mission there over at Homebridge is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272. That's 630-404-4272 to get started today. Homebridge Financial Services. Now I got to read all this other stuff. So tune in for this very important part of this. Corporate NMLS. This is all government regulated stuff. I've got to say this. 652115. That's 15 West Jefferson Street, second floor, Naperville, Illinois. 60540. Did you see how I kind of put a signature on that, Illinois? Illinois Residential Mortgage License, MB 6760732, Indiana. DFI First Lien Mortgage Lending License, 15700. Wisconsin Mortgage Banker License, 38349BA, Equal Housing Lender. Homebridge Financial Services. Okay, the Dellie McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. They are the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dellie McCarthy Show. They've been serving families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. That let Naperville Alarm customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. Mention the Dellie McCarthy Show, and you can receive 20% off installation. Thank you, NapervilleAlarm.com. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Speaking of the Naperville Trolley and Tours, let me just say this. The Trolley Master, or Miser they call him, Don Worley, a dear friend of mine. He was the first person I ever met in Naperville when I moved to Naperville from the northwest side of Chicago. I was waiting for the trolley. Yes, I was at the trolley stop. They have this cute little trolley stop in downtown Naperville. And this guy pulled up, I hate to say this because I'm getting older myself, but he was an older man, pulled up, and he said, "Hey, you got a penny? That's how much it costs to ride the trolley." He was kidding with me. Well, I hopped on the trolley, and he took me around. I was the only one on the trolley. And he took me around Naperville, showed me this beautiful town here. And really, what he showed me was the spirit of this town as seen through the personality, the spirit, and the life and the character of what he is, this man, Don Worley, who just passed away. And I found out about it last week. Actually, it was Sunday I found out about it, this past Sunday, at the very same spot where I met him. How ironic is that? Odd is that? But it's very fitting that this man left. Not very fitting. What I meant to say was where I met him is where I found out about his passing. And it just, he put a smile on my face, this man. He was my first friend in Naperville. And he will be so, so missed and so remembered. And today I have to go to, I am going to his funeral. I was at his wake last night. And someone walking out of the wake, a dear friend of mine said, "You know, that was the most fun I've had at a wake ever." It was a fun wake. We were celebrating his life. So, you know, and I thought, what a man, what a way to live a life. He was always so positive. He had seven children, seven great kids doing wonderful things. All this family, they remind me in all the best ways of the Kennedys, service. Always first with this family and always quick with a smile and a laugh. And they're all like that, all seven of them, family. Don's sister, Jean, was one of my very best friends who passed away 2 years ago. And I know I've talked about her on the show. Jean was one of my dearest, dearest friends and missed her so much to this day. And now I'm going to miss her brother, Don. What a character. What a great guy he was. I would love to tell you some stories, but I think I'll go on and on and on. But this show is dedicated to Don Worley and the positive man and messages that he always gives. He has these positive business cards, too. He pull over sometimes in front of my house and hand them out to all the kids. And the kids still have those cards. I still have his card. It's all about attitude. And his message was, I can't remember the exact quote, but really what it is all about is you have choices in your life. You have choices to make good decisions, bad decisions, and to fill your mind up with good things and good thoughts. Those are choices. And if you've listened to the show, you know I can only speak for myself and the guests that have been on the show, but I'm going to tell you for myself. It's been everybody has rocky roads, but it was a pretty rocky road these last 3 years. And message there was, you know, I could have made a choice to be bitter and angry and upset and feel sorry for myself, but I had a reason to wake up every morning. I had five reasons: my children, I have great family, I'm surrounded by love. I don't need, we don't need money and all these material things, but what keeps us going is those relationships and the fact that you can smile and laugh every day. You know, boy, I'd give up everything just to make sure I could laugh every day, you know, and I don't have much, but I'd give it all up because that to me is the most important thing. You know, laughing at, even at my own expense, I don't care. That's what really matters in life. Hey, did any of you see this week the basketball star, what's his name now? Okay, all right, this is bad. Okay, it'll come to me. His, Steph Curry. You know, he drops 34 points in a game. He's that Golden State Warriors star player, Steph Curry. His three-year-old daughter just sold the post-game show. If you haven't seen the video, go on YouTube or Facebook. She was hilarious. And these are the things that matter in life. You know, he's up there. Everybody's in awe of him. But what really matters showed up after in the post-game interview when his daughter sat on his lap. And you could see the joy in his face and just her. She's up there. She's like, Daddy, you're talking too loud. In the middle of the press conference, Daddy, you're talking too loud. And then she's laughing. And then she's yawning, this big yawn. And it really, really throws you right to reality, the reality of what really matters in this life. Sure, it's great to score 34 points in a game. I'm not belittling that. That's incredible. But seeing his daughter up there really spoke volumes about what really matters in life. I guess this is the message of today's show. And it's so fitting because we've got a really great, interesting author coming on. And we've got baseball. And, you know, going to the ballpark, those are times, you know, I love the game. But sitting in the ballpark with my kids, sitting in the ballpark with my brothers, my sisters, growing up going down the Addison Street bus to Wrigley Field, any ballpark for that matter in this country, that it's not just the game. It's the time you have with people around you, the time you're putting in with each other, because you're really present. You could just put that dang phone down. Stop texting and taking selfies in the ballpark. Luckily, it's 9 innings long. If you're lucky, you get an extra 3 innings. If you're lucky, like the Cubs, it'll go into like 15 innings. So, you know, I guess loud and clear, this is the show where I want to, you know, remind everybody, stay positive and be good to each other. That's what I say at the end of every show. And it really is truthful. Put good things in your head and in your mind. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox now because we do have guests that are more interesting than me. But first, we're going to check in with Matt over at Homebridge Financial. And Matt, are you there?
Hi, Dolly.
Hey, good morning. Matt is over at Homebridge.
Good morning to you as well.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show, Matt. It's your first time.
I know, I'm excited.
I hope you're not too nervous. Because
no,
I have some really tough
okay.
questions for you. Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have, actually, yes.
Okay. So, you know, this is no biggie to you. So what do you do over at Homebridge, Matt? I know your title. You've got a big title. You're the producing branch manager. So you're the boss over at the branch office in Naperville, right? What is it that you do there?
Yeah, I run So I'm the area manager here, so I have a staff of loan originators that help out in the community. I've been with Homebridge just over a year, and they hired myself and our regional manager, Steve Stapleton, to grow Midwest retail originations. And we've had a lot of success up until this point. I have over 15 years of lending experience in this community, and Steve Stapleton has over 20, so... We both grew up here in Naperville, and I still live here.
Well, that's great because people do need experienced home mortgage professionals, and that's what Homebridge Financial Services is. So people could call you, and your number, I'll give the number out because I think this is the number that I just read, 630-404-4272. People can call you if you're looking to refinance, right? Or what are the things that people would call you about?
Yeah, well, with interest rates still at historic lows, I do get a lot of calls regarding, hey, should I refinance? But we also get calls from our clients that are looking to purchase a home within the next year. And I like to meet with them and get them pre-approved and put them in a situation where they feel comfortable going out to purchase a home.
How do you know if you're ready to buy a home? If you're renting, what should you do to get answers to that, and how do you know if you're ready?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to save a little bit of money for a down payment. So
once
you're in
a
position.
10%. What is it today? What's a little bit of money?
You know,
today?
you can do FHA loans with as little as 3.5% down, and there's grant money available for certain individuals as well to keep that, you know, down payment money as low as possible. But then, you know, the standard person is putting anywhere from 5 to 20% down when they go to purchase a home.
So that's a good start. So you got to have the money to put down.
Yeah, you got. Once you're starting to show yourself the ability that you can save a little bit of money, you kind of know that you're getting ready for home ownership.
How about the credit card debt? If you have, you know, a lot of credit card debt or even a little, should you pay off your credit card debt before you purchase a home, or does it not matter?
It depends on where you're at from an income standpoint. You know, we just want to make sure the biggest thing is that you pay your bills on time. If you have a long history of paying your bills on time, then you'll typically have good credit scores that would make you qualify for a new loan.
Yeah. Any other things that you need to be ready for when purchasing?
Well, we just went through tax season, so most people have it handy, their most recent income documentation. But that's really what I like to do when I sit down with a client, is to talk to them about what their current income situation is and what is reasonable for them to afford, so that they go out and they're looking in a price range that's reasonable for them.
You know, you guys, I've been in your office many times and talked to you guys. You're so easy to talk to. It's a fun group over there at Homebridge Financial. You really do. It's a great environment. And what sets you guys apart from other financial service offices? Why should people come to Homebridge? And what are they going to get out of their experience there?
Well, as you've said, you've been in our office, so you see that we have loan originators all throughout the office, as well as some operations support. So really what you're going to get is a personal touch, somebody that will walk you through your application and purchase or refinance process from point A to point Z. So we're big on hiring people that are great communicators, so that when you go through this process, which can be confusing, that you know exactly where you're at throughout the entire process.
Okay. Well, if you would like information or need help purchasing or refinancing your home, you can contact the professionals over at Homebridge Financial Services. We've been talking to Matt McInerney. Matt, am I just saying your last name right? McInerney?
Just think of it like Mac and Ernie really fast.
McInerney. I beg your pardon. Say it for us.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we get this right for our listeners.
It's McInerney. Matt McInerney.
McInerney. That's it. And I've heard this before, McInerney. But, you know, when you don't say it, it just, you know, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
No worries.
Fine Irishman over there. Go check out Matt McInerney. All right, Matt. It's great to talk to you. Hey, come back on the show. Last week we had Steve. Tell Steve he's done. He's not allowed to come back on the show. We got somebody new. I'm kidding. We'd love to
All right.
Back. Steve, come on back. You know, you guys are so busy over there. So I guess it's between you and Steve. So every other week or so, we'll be talking to either Matt or Steve to get us educated on the home buying process, refinancing. Maybe next week we'll talk about refinancing. And maybe we could talk about even pre-qualifications. Lots of things to talk about with these historic lows and home values on the rise. So a lot of good stuff from Homebridge Financial Services. Check them out. Their website is, Matt, help me out here. And the phone number?
It's simple, www.homebridge.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, Matt, so much.
All
talk
right.
To you soon.
Thank you. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoops, here it comes. You know, this weekend, baseball comes to Schaumburg, the Schaumburg Boomers. And I think I've got on the line the vice president of the Schaumburg Boomers, Jeff Nay. Are you there?
You bet. Hi, Dolly.
Jeff, how are you? I was hoping this would be you.
Doing great. Didn't know you could play the organ.
I'm doing a lovely job of it while I'm talking. Doesn't it sound great? Do you need any organ players over at the Schaumburg Ballpark over there?
No organ
hire.
To be played here.
You can't afford me anyway. I'm teasing.
I'm sure. Not by a long shot.
So we've got the Schaumburg Boomers starting out their season this weekend, right? When's the game this weekend?
We're starting at home Friday night. Season opened actually last Thursday with a week-long road trip. So we'll get the guys home tomorrow to kick off the home schedule and celebrate a championship from last season and have fireworks and all the circuses of minor league baseball.
Yahoo! That sounds fantastic. Are tickets still available? It's a pretty big ballpark over there, too.
Yeah, we've got kind of a big ballpark, I think, by minor league standards. And, yes, tickets available, so love to see everybody out. I was listening a little earlier. I know you professed your affection for the team on the north side, and I'm right there with you. I certainly understand it. But we've got two championships in a row under our belts already the past couple seasons. So great spot to see some good competitive winning baseball and have fun and go home with change in your pocket while you're at it. So
hey, how about that? You still hear a little jingle, you know?
Yes, indeed.
We love that, especially I'm a parent here of five, so I'm always looking for a good deal, you know. Once a year, we get them out to the north side, and that just kills me. I have to save every year.
Understood,
that's
a big part of our strength.
You know, and I was looking online at pictures of the ballpark. It's a beautiful park. I'm excited to get out there this year to the Schaumburg Boomers game. Tell us about the team. Where are these guys? How are these? And two championships in a row the last 2 years? How did I miss that?
Yeah,
I beg your pardon. That's terrible. How did I not know that?
No problem. We've been in existence for just three seasons and won championships the last 2 years. So it's been a really good start, to say the least. The guys are minor league ball players. They've all played college baseball someplace or another. Some guys have been in the minor league systems for teams like the Cubs or Sox or Dodgers or Yankees or whomever. And they're continuing the road to the major leagues with our team. So a couple steps away, admittedly, but they're on the right course. And with the success we've had, obviously our manager, Jamie Bennett, finding some good ball players and putting a competitive team out there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the guys that won the last two championships, are they still on the team?
A handful, yeah. We have a decent core of players who return one season after the next. So there's six, eight guys who played for us previous seasons. A fellow named Mike Valadez, who is our catcher. He was actually the first player signed to our team a few years back when we first came into existence. And he's been with us from day one, kind of the team captain and leads the group, and he catches most every ball game and kind of sets a tone for the rest of the group. New guys come in every year, but there's that stable core that kind of leads the way and sets a tone in the clubhouse.
Yeah, so that's Mike Valdez? Repeat.
Correct, yep.
Repeat. Okay, Valdez. What number is he?
Starting catcher, all-star, and Team Barber.
All right. Team Barber. What is the Team
you
Barber?
You bet. He cuts the hair in the clubhouse.
Are you
get a little deal on haircut and keep it looking good. Happens to be a tattoo artist as well, so he's he's got all the bases covered.
All right. Well, we know we got some good ball games going on over there at the Schaumburg Boomers house. Tell us about the stadium itself. What kind of things can families experience over there if they haven't been out to the ballpark yet there?
Yeah, for us, it's all about interaction. The minor league game, again, you know, I mentioned Mike Valadez, great player for us, an all-star and all that, but we don't fool ourselves. We understand most folks don't know the players by name as they might with Cubs or Sox or what have you. So for us, it's really all about the family entertainment. The fireworks shows after the ball games, Coop, the mascot, running around with his hijinks, souvenir giveaways, great food, affordable tickets. We want folks to come out and kind of get involved in the show. We dance the YMCA. They get a chance to run the bases after the game. Anything we can do to make it fun and interactive is kind of the goal at a Boomers game.
That sounds great. Sounds really great. How is the food? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, food's terrific. You get your ballpark fare, but we take I'm sorry?
Go ahead. No, I was just saying the food at Wrigley isn't that great, and that's why I go to the Comiskey Park. Well, I should say the Cell. and watch the Sox, which I am a fan of the Sox, by the way. But, you know, growing up on the Northwest Side, I'm sorry, guys. You know, my heart is in Wrigley. But the food at Sox Park is fantastic. How's the food at the Schaumburg Ballpark?
Oh, terrific. Same way. You get your ballpark fare. You get folks who, when they go to the ball game, they got to have a hot dog and peanuts, and that's just the way it is. And we've got them covered, but we go in some other directions, too. One of the new items we're introducing this season, we're calling the walking taco. Taco topping, what have you, with you know, served kind of within a bag of tortilla chips or Fritos or something along those lines. So you got a few choices there, and pour it right in your bag, put a fork in there, and be on your way with a walking taco. So items like that, desserts and novelties. Can't miss a cold beer at the ball game for the folks of drinking age. So we got those bases covered too, and just try and make it a fun, affordable outing for a family.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen, Jeff, can you hang on the line? I got to take a quick break, and we'll come back. All right, just one moment. Hang in there.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Do you have a passion for doing good in the world? Did you know that 768 million people still drink unsafe water? Lack of clean water and good sanitation is the leading cause of preventable death in the world. You can help by running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th, in the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K Run and 2 Mile Walk at Freedom Common. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor, the presenting sponsor of this. We're going to help them raise money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. Register at www.rotaryfreedom5k.com and join me on the 5K run and 2 mile walk. The Healing Field of Honor will return to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. This year marks the beginning of the U.S. Department of Defense Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration Program to thank, honor, and highlight the service of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. The American Naperville Committee will pay tribute to veterans of this era with 50 years of healing, which will include special programs and the inclusion of a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Proceeds from this memorial will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. I'm so excited because I'm going to have Alan Lynch on the show. We're going to talk to him about this, and really excited to see a replica of the Vietnam Wall at this event. So we're thrilled to be a part of that, guys. Thanks for bringing that to Naperville, to Chicago. It's a short ride from Chicago to visit this Naperville Healing Field of Honor. The Kankakee Valley Park District is bringing back their barbecue fest, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is the presenting sponsor, along with Miller Lite. July 9th, 10th, and 11th at River Road Park in good old Kankakee. Come and join me, guys. I'll be out there on Friday night with Vanilla Ice and Salt and Pepper. And then on Saturday, it's Country Night. Yep, we've got Jared Big, Greg Schneider, Ashton Shepard, Aaron Tippin, Josh Thompson, and Craig Wayne Boyd from American Idol. Don't miss it. Mark your calendars now, July 9th, 10th, and 11th. I'm there all weekend long. Hey, I want to do a shout-out to the Hollywood Palms Theater. They're right over here on Route 59 in Naperville. They're giving away free tickets to any teacher. These are teacher appreciation passes. Go in and get your free ticket. You get 2 free tickets June through August. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you're in for free. 2 people. But you got to be a teacher. This is just for teachers. We want to thank our teachers for an outstanding year. And a shout out to Naper's Settlement, where history comes to play. They're a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Put your calendars out there. Get them ready, because June 19th, 20th, July 24th, 25th, August 21st, 22nd, it's Naper Nights. We're going to be rocking over there at Naper Settlement. I'm giving away free tickets all summer long for these Naper Nights concerts. Check out napersettlement.org. And, you know, you may have seen the pictures I've posted on Facebook about me dancing with Arthur Murray Dance. I don't need to be the only one having all that much fun. They have studios in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. You can be a dancer, too. Doesn't matter your level of expertise, size, shape, form, whatever. They can teach you the best way to dance, and you can have so much fun with this. Go ahead and give them a call. It's 630-355-6240, arthurmurray.com. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And the first class is free. We love free stuff on this show, don't we? All right, let's get back to the ballpark. Dolly.
This is the last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three. Hey, we out to the
We miss you, Harry Carey. All right, listen, we're not on the north side. We are in Schaumburg at the ballpark. The Schaumburg Boomers, they have their opening, home opening this weekend. We're talking to the VP over there, Jeff Ney, for the Schaumburg Boomers. Jeff, you guys excited? Excited to bring the game home?
Yeah, can't wait to go again. Team is 4-2 already from the season starting road trip, game out of first place, and trying to pick up where we left off last season. So, wow. Can't wait to see him at home and get all the fans out, see the familiar faces, and Harry Carey-esque, have some fun at the old ballpark.
Harry Carey-esque. Well, you know, this guy's welcome at any ballpark. He just brings the love of the game everywhere, doesn't he? All right, so Schaumburg Boomers, you could check out their website. Game is Saturday, right? Did I say it right? Saturday?
Well, we open tomorrow night, Friday the 22nd. Home games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fireworks all three nights. The homestand continues next week. Fireworks again the following weekend. So we got 9 games in 10 days starting tomorrow.
Well, you guys don't mess around. Who's the mascot over there for the Boomers?
Coop the Boomer. Coop is a male prairie chicken. He's our guy.
Oh, from the Prairie State. That makes sense. I love it.
Yeah. All right, kind of plays on that. There's a long backstory to it, but Coop's
the guy. We'll have you back on the show again, Jeff. Jeff and I, we just met recently. We're both NIU grads. You know, I've talked about NIU plenty on this show because we love to follow sports. We love to follow our Huskies. A lot of NIU fans listening to this show, but now you're all going to become Schaumburg Boomer fans because Jeff's a NIU Husky like me.
You betcha.
So we got to support our Huskies. So I got to come out and see you, Jeff. Save me a beer and a hot dog. Maybe I'll come up this
weekend. Yeah, please. We're working on an NIU theme night here, trying to get that squared away with the folks out in DeKalb, and got to have you out personally. Want to get you out on the mound and have you throw a ceremonial first pitch, see what you got.
Oh, really? Is that a challenge? Let's see what you got. Oh, you know what? I used to be a pitcher, a softball pitcher.
There you go.
I got a pretty good fast arm. My son was a pitcher. And you know how where he got that from? Me, you know. Just saying. Not bragging. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. I would love to come out. It sounds like a really great time, Jeff. Hey, it was so great to meet you. And thank you for coming on the show. Come on back out. We love talking sports. So anytime you got any good news you want to share, you know you're always welcome on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks,
Sounds
Jeff.
Great. Appreciate you having us. If you like, give away some tickets to some of your listeners. Happy to treat some Dolly fans, turn them into Boomers fans.
Hey, that sounds awesome. Okay, let's do that. Let's definitely do that. I'll put word out. What do you want to give away?
We could do some 4-packs, get few sets of 4-packs out for fans to come out. We'll let them choose a date. We'll just pick some winners. Let me know who you got. I'll get in touch, and we'll let them choose a date of their choice to come and take in the Boomers as guests of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That sounds fantastic, and I would love to come out and throw a pitch, too. We got to come out.
We're going to hold you to that.
We're definitely there. We're gonna bring everybody out. You guys all listening? We're getting over to the Schaumburg Boomers ballpark and having a good time over there. Have a great weekend. A great season. Sounds like they're on their way for a trio.
Going for the three-peat. Yep.
The three-peat. That's what it is. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Dally. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, I'm such a good producer, aren't I, with transitioning with music. And you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show. That was fun. That was a good fun time talking to Jeff over there. I'm so excited about baseball. And speaking of baseball, how fitting, we have Tim Bovine on the line. Tim, are you there? Did I pick him up?
Good morning, Dolly. Yes, I am.
Tim, he is a brand new author of a brand new book. His first book. Wow, you hit this one out of the ballpark, Tim. Catching Lightning Without the Bottle. This book is it's about the three. I'm going to read a little bit on the back cover here. Catching Lightning Without the Bottle is about the 3 R's of recovery, redemption, and relationships set against the backdrop of a miraculous baseball season for the main character in this book, Blake Benson. And I probably should have you explain this, but he's a former star player, now third string, very limited duty with the Chicago Cubs, as you say in this book. And it's so funny because you do mention in this book how the Cubs win it all, which we haven't seen in over 100 years. So this is a fun book. That's for
well,
sure.
Thank you very much.
What a great book.
Thank
so
you, yeah.
This is your first time out. 55
yes,
years
my
old.
First time out.
First time. And you're knocking it out of the ballpark with this book.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me on the show. It sounds like baseball is a theme today. I was listening to your previous guest.
You know, I didn't plan it like that, but I guess, naturally I do tend to gravitate towards the ballpark, you know,
yeah.
And baseball. And
sure.
I guess in the beginning of the show, talking about one of the sponsors of the show, the Naperville Trolley and Tours, has been a sponsor of the show since the very beginning, and the trolley meister, the master, Don Worley just passed away this week, so I'm dedicating the show in his honor. And, you know, but Don was always such a laid-back, fun guy. He was the kind of guy you wanted to hang out at a ballpark with because he would not be on his phone. He'd be talking to you, enjoying the game. And so that's why we love baseball. And this book is set in a theme park or the baseball ballpark, but it's
yes.
very serious, too. Got a serious
yes,
message, too. So tell us about the book.
Yeah. First of all, yeah, it is Chicago Cubs themed. We want to make sure everybody knows that because we know you have a lot of Cubs fans listening. And, it's about Blake Benson is a 35-year-old catcher on the last legs of his career. He was a star at one time, but through the position of catching, which is obviously tough on the body and the mind, and through his own faults of excessive drinking, he sort of he's become a shadow of himself. He's just a third-string catcher at this point. Although the team is having a great season, and it's the end of July, and they have a 10-game lead over the rival St. Louis Cardinals, who are defending champions. Of course, they always want to beat the Cardinals. And they're on a road trip, and Blake is up to his no-good tricks again, and he pretty much does pull the last of his tricks. The team is fed up with them, and they force him to go to rehab or be released. So he is sent home early while the team is still on a road trip, and through a tragedy, the rest of the team is killed in a plane crash and Blake is the only surviving member with a lot on his plate. But he convinces the general manager that he will stay sober, and he leads the team as a player manager for the last 2 months of the season, as a replacement team is filled through an expansion-type draft, which they probably would have to do in Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's a story, like you say, of redemption and recovery. He gets his life straightened around. It's an uplifting a book, and it's a lot of fun. Try to make it fun, too. A lot of hijinks, if you will. It's on one radio caller, a cross between Bull Durham and 28 Days, which is a recovery movie. So, you know, the bottom line is he gets his act together, and he leads his team down the stretch the last 2 months of the season. And don't want to give away too much, but it's all very good and very uplifting, and a good redeeming story about himself and the team.
And a really happy ending, without giving it away.
Yeah, it's good to end on a happy ending. Yep.
You know what, Tim? I'm halfway through the book. And then the thing is about, like, a lot of times people, I get a ton of books sent to me, and they all look great, guys. So I appreciate you sending them to me. Keep sending them to me. But this one, when I started reading, and I read these books, and I kind of read them, I'm a speed reader because I get so many. And I don't like to have someone on my show if I haven't read their book. So I started tackling your book, and I realized just in reading your style of writing, very descriptive. And I was hanging on every word. So I was reading it a little slower. So this, my friends, is a very good summer read. It's not something you want to speed through at all. You want to really enjoy it and take your time with it. Tim, you're a fabulous author. Let me say that. I really have been enjoying this book so far. So far, so good. And from what I hear, the ending will make me very, very happy as a Cubs fan.
Yes. Yes. I speak with a lot of experience in both of the main issues of the book. I'm a 17 years in recovery myself from alcohol abuse. So I have a pretty good insight of how that whole process goes. And, of course, a lifelong passion for baseball. So, you know, I hope the book.
It certainly does. And that it's good to know. So you yourself are recovering alcoholic. So what made you write this book? Here you are, 55 years old. By the way, that's 55 years young.
Thank you.
You know, what made you write this book? What did you do before becoming an author?
I had a blog for about 4 years on sports with a local personality here, and he encouraged me to continue because he thankfully saw an aptitude that I have there, and I've always enjoyed writing. So I figured the next step would be to try a novel, and as it's kind of been explained to me, a lot of first-time authors gravitate towards subjects that, you know, they're familiar with, and, you know, baseball, and, of course, the alcohol abuse, you know, sort of a natural, and it was just something, an extension of my writing. I wanted to take it up a notch and tell you the next level, and, you know, it's been really fun. It's been out almost a year, and I've had 20 Barnes & Noble signings throughout the upper Midwest and even as far away as Phoenix. In fact, I have one in Valparaiso at Barnes & Noble on, I think it's June 13th. So it's been fun, and it, you know, it's all a learning experience. Like I say, 55 years young, all new, and you know, I guess never too old to start something new.
Very accurate display of alcoholism, and I'm not an expert on that by any means. But when you read the book, you can really learn a lot from here and about the alcoholism
struggle.
There's
a lot of people. Sure, there's a lot of people that are in the same position as me that have responded to my book, and you know, it's really hit home with them, and also with people in their family. Sometimes people have a hard time explaining exactly what they've been feeling at certain points, and you know, they pointed out to certain things in the book, which has helped them relay information to their loved ones, and that's, you know, a very gratifying part of the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Is the main character Blake Benson a little bit of you, would you say?
That's the question I get often. Yes. Well, I would say partially, yes, partially. It would have to be some of my younger days, yes. But, you know, I guess I have a desire to sort of redeem myself, too. So you could say it might be an extension of my own life, yes.
Well, this is definitely a must-read for anybody in recovery. And, you know, you've got... You got quite a list of people on the back cover here that have endorsed it. You got Mark Hamburger, a major league pitcher formerly with the Texas Rangers, who's now back with his original professional baseball organization, the Minnesota Twins. Tim Bovine accurately depicts the foul nature of addiction and recovery for a professional athlete trapped in an alcoholic's easy environment. Very well written, hitting close to the home of many hearts. And that's the truth there. Tim, well done on this book. Where are you from originally? Are you from the Northwest Side? How are you a Cubs fan?
I'm a Wisconsinite. No? I'm up in northern Wisconsin. Always have loved the Cubs. Just, you know, they're sort of America's team these days. Always have been. And that's just, you know, I think everybody has a soft spot in their heart for the Cubs.
Yeah, we all feel sorry for them. We just can't figure it out. We can't get it.
Yeah, but
maybe this is
going to
be the year. Maybe this is going to be the year.
That's what everybody keeps on saying.
And right back at you, I went to my first Brewers game, Milwaukee Brewers game, and I'm a fan of those Brewers. What a great time at that ballpark. Lovely ballpark.
Yes.
Great place to take your
kids.
I went there last summer, and my kids just absolutely loved it. Hey, the book is called Catching Lightning Without the Bottle. First-time author Timothy Bovine. Tim, any words of wisdom or advice you want to pass on, not just about the book, but about your experience writing the book? How tricky was that? How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me 3 years. It was off and on. I kind of would get in a flow, and then I would, I think being the first time, I would sort of stop and kind of review and see where I wanted to go next. So it probably took longer than most, but I just wanted to make sure it was very authentic, and I wanted to express myself in all sincerity. So I did take my time, and I was very cautious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a lifelong baseball fan.
Process.
You can tell you're a big baseball fan like myself, and your own personal recovery. It's very authentic, this book. So so far, I haven't read the entire book, which is fine with me. Halfway through it, great book so far, and I just love your writing. So I hope you're working on your next one.
I'm getting there. People have asked me if I'm going to do a sequel to this, and that might be a possibility. I was kind of hesitant at first, but I think that's the way I'm going to go.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to is it going to be about recovery or baseball or
– Well, it's a continuation of Blake's career. Yeah, he's that's the one thing about the alcohol recovery. It's a constant battle, and you can never, I think, you have it conquered. So I'm sure, he's going to have more challenges in the future, and I can think of a few offhand. So I think that's the way I'm going to go. And Blake Vance, by the way, has his own Facebook page if you want to check that out. And Catching Lightning with the Bottle also has its own Facebook page if you ever want to check out more information on the book.
Yeah, I didn't know Blake had his own page. I'll have to like his page. We've already liked Catching Lightning Without the Bottle. Hey, while you're at it, like the Dolly McCarthy Show and follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Do you have a Twitter handle, too, for this?
Yes. No, just a personal one. That's important. No.
Oh, well, you can follow Tim Bovine on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah.
Tim, well, thanks so much for coming on the show. Finally, we got you on. And where are you off to next for a book signing?
I have Grand Rapids this weekend, and then Kansas City on June 6th before I hit Valparaiso, Indiana on the 13th. So let's keep on going, keep on trucking along.
Okay. So June 13th, that's pretty close to Chicago, although we have listeners all over the country. So we've got Michigan there, and you're coming back to the Midwest, Indiana. So you can go follow Tim, but hey, when you're in the Chicagoland area, let us know. We'll post that too. Sure.
Yeah,
well, good luck
with
the book. Good luck with the book. Well done. And stay in touch, Tim. And go Cubbies,
right? Thank you very much. That's right. Go Cubbies.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Dolly.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Thank you, Sullivan's, for sponsoring the show. Bocconi's Pizza, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. And All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Hey, guys, I've got free tickets for the Brightside Theater's production of The Sound of Music. Did you know this is the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music? So I've got free tickets to give away. I don't have much time to take calls right now because I got a couple more announcements to make and thank some more sponsors. But if you just post on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, or my personal page, it's fine, that too, tweet what have you, you will win free tickets to The Sound of Music. I want to give away free stuff. I also have free tickets to give away for Kankakee Barbecue Fest. That's in July, July 9th, 10th, 11th. We've got tickets to give away to Country Thunder. Did I tell you I'm hitting the road this summer? We're bebopping around Chicagoland and Wisconsin. And again, we're bringing you reports from all different country festivals, including Lake Shake in Chicago coming up in June. Just stay tuned. Keep an eye on our Facebook page, and you can learn more there, too. All right. Who wants Schaumburg Boomer tickets? Post about that, too. And I'm glad. I just want to give this stuff away. All right. We want to do a shout-out to Homebridge Financial Services for being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show and to NapervilleAlarm.com. Both of them are great sponsors of the show, including Arthur Murray Dance, Naper Settlement. Thanks for supporting the show, guys. You really give us the opportunity to feature a lot of non-for-profits, a lot of good causes, and people that make our world tick and make a difference in our world, that's for sure. Okay, so on that note, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and joining me this week. Next week, we have on country singer Greg Schneider. You've seen him on some of my videos. He's never been actually on the show, so I'm excited to have him on. He's a great country singer, a rising star. He's also going to be playing out in Kankakee for their barbecue fest. So I just love saying that. So we're really excited to have Greg Schneider on the show next week. I hope I've gotten everything. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Boy, this show just goes by so fast, let me tell you. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and do like the show on Facebook. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And please do like the show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. All right, have a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
It's a one for the money, two for the show. Here you get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. Maybe grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Dolly is a girl's best friend.
your hot room.